Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Minachos Daf Samach Beis Minachos 62. Today's Daf Yomi discusses how the waving, the tenufa of the Shalamim offering occurred. We know that the Shalamim offering was supposed to be waved. So how did this happen? How was it actually waved? So Ketzad Osa, what occurred? So the Gemara tells us by citing a Braisa, Miniach Imurin, that they would take the parts of the innards or the inner fats that were supposed to be offered on the altar, and they would place them al Pisas Hayad. They would place them on the palm of the hand, V'chaza V'shokalin, and then they would take the breast and the thigh of the animal, and they would place it on top of the fats, which were on top of the hand. And wherever there was bread associated with this Shlamim offering, we know that there were primarily two types of Shlamim offerings that had bread associated with it, the Todah, which had 40 loaves, and the Nazir's offering, which had two baskets of bread. And then what they would do is, wherever there was bread that was associated with the Shlamim offering, they would place the bread on top of the breast and the thigh. So where do we find that the bread was supposed to be on top? Hecha Amarav Papa Bimiluim, that in the inauguration of the Mishkan we're told that the bread was on top of the breast and the thigh. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason that the breast and the thigh are supposed to go on top of the fats, on top of the emurim? How do we know that? Iwema, perhaps you want to prove it from the fact that there is a verse which states in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 15, Shoka Truma, the thigh that was raised, the chaza hatenufa, and the breast of the waving, alisheach alavim yaviu anif tenufa, they should be placed on top of the fats for a waving. So that proves that the breast and the thigh were placed on top of the fats. The Gemara says, but there's another verse that states, es hachelev alachazeh yivienu, that the fats should be placed upon the breast. So which is it? So Amar Abaye explains, hahu demaisi lekoin mibesim etzbachayim verami. So he's saying, no, what this second verse is referring to is that what would happen is that the fats would be placed on top of the breast. It doesn't mean that during the waving the fats would go on top of the breast. What would happen is that the Kohen would bring the limbs from the slaughterhouse, and that when he put them down, he would place the fats on top of the breast. And so then when he would then give it to a second Kohen who would wave it, he would put it down onto his hand, and then the breasts would be on top for the waving. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a different verse which states, Vayas, in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 20, Vayasimu asachalavim alchazos. There's another verse, a second verse, which states that the fats were on top of the breast of the animal. So if that's the case, that's another situation where we say the fats were on top. So the Gemara says, yeah, because what happened was that after initially the Kohen brought the fats and they were on the breast, and then he handed it to a second Kohen and the breast was now on top. But then they handed it to a third Kohen. Hu di'olev with Kohen Achrine. He handed it to a third Kohen, and then it was reversed again and the fats came on top. Vazol Makterwe. And then the third Kohen would go and burn it with the fats on top. And this is teaching us Deba'in and Shlosha Kohanim. We need three Kohanim. We need to keep handing off from one Kohen to another Kohen to another Coin. What's the reason why we need three separate Kohanim? Because it states in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 28, it states, Berov Am Hadras Melach, that with the multitude of people is the glory to the king. And this verse teaches us that we should do a mitzvah with as many Kohanim as possible, as many people as possible, because this will add glory to the king, to glory to Hashem. And this is the concept of Berov Am Hadras Melach. And from here we learn in many places that it's appropriate to run after, to try and do the mitzvah which as many people as possible, as a way of bringing glory to Hashem. And this is not only the case where we're referring to a mitzvah which can easily be divided into many different people, like, for example, the different aspects of prayer, but even where it's one mitzvah, like in this case, the waving of the breast and the thigh, it's still appropriate to divide it up amongst many people in order that many people will engage in it. And even though each person is now just getting a smaller portion of the mitzvah, it's still appropriate to act in this way. In the Or Zeruah, written in Austria in the 13th century, he brings down a case that there was a person there who was challenging the acceptance accepted practice. The accepted practice that we have is that when it's a Torah reading day, that one person is the chazan and he says to open the ark, but he doesn't actually open the ark himself, but rather a different person comes and opens the ark. And so too with the returning of the Torah, that the person takes the Torah from the chazan and puts it in the ark, and the person would take the Torah and take it out of the ark. But this person who came before the Or Zeruah says, why? It's part of the chazan. It's my job. I should be doing this. It's my job to take the Torah out of the ark. I should be doing all of these jobs. I shouldn't give it to another person. So the Or Zeruah responded and says, no, that the custom is that we divide up we have a different chazan for different parts of the prayers, and so too we should have chazan should divide up different parts because that adds more glory to the people. Berovam hadras melech. And so therefore, for this reason, it's appropriate to have a different person taking the Torah out of the ark. So too, there's another area where this has become the custom, and that is the kvater, when a baby turns 8 days old, and the custom is to have a bris for the baby boy. Now it's appropriate to give the baby to different people to bring the baby in, because this is a concept of kvater, of including as many people as possible. And this concept of rovam hadras melech is allowing as many people as possible to partake in the mitzvah. And this is something that not only makes the people feel good, but also gives a good, fulfills this verse of, with the multitude of people, gives greater glory to the king, greater glory to Hashem.